I'm Jeff St. Clair. Welcome to Explore Radio. You're probably wearing one right now. The zipper is a ubiquitous fashion accessory whose design has remained relatively unchanged since it was invented 100 years ago. In this week's Explore Radio, we meet a young entrepreneur who's working on a new approach that could undo the zipper industry. When it was invented by a Swedish immigrant 100 years ago, this was simply called a hookless slide fastener. That is, until the B.F. Goodrich Company in Akron started using them on a new line of boots in the 1920s. Goodrich President Bertram Work is credited with coining the word zipper. The name stuck, not for the boots, but for the fastener, which soon found its way into tobacco pouches, trousers, jackets, satchels, suitcases, sleeping bags, tents, purses, and a slew of other things that need clasping. It's a nearly $10 billion worldwide industry, dominated by a handful of global companies. But one young Clevelander believes she's invented a new zipper that could signal the end of this.
I'm Tasia Thomas, founder of ZipperShift.
Thomas's story started 2 years ago when her rabbit decided to chew the plastic zipper on her laptop bag.
And he just completely bit right through it. Bit through the tape, bit through the coil, and I couldn't use it.
The mishap highlighted the limitations of current zipper technology. Not only is it not rabbit-proof, a broken zipper is not repairable, and it's often the weakest point of any garment or carrying case. Thomas decided that for all the people in the past 100 years who suffered a broken zipper, the time for a better solution had come.
I felt like I could be the one to solve this problem.
She began testing zippers to better understand how to improve them. She tried using stronger materials for the zipper tape. She bought a force meter to gauge breaking strength and a 3D printer to make prototypes. She built her own extruder. But after 18 months of experimentation, she was ready to give up.
And actually, when I was at that low point, that's when I looked at my car.
It was a eureka moment.
The trim on my car was hanging off a little bit, so I had to push it back in. But then I went, wait, let me take that back off and stick it to itself and see what it does.
The car trim provided the inspiration for her new zipper design. Two interlocking U-shaped channels that slip together for an unbreakable seal. Imagine your jacket zipper, instead of opening towards your shoulders, Thomas's design opens away from your chest.
I felt like we had to displace the forces on the zipper in order to get the tensile strength that we needed.
So this is your zipper?
Yes, that is a large scale one, which is kind of like this size.
She has prototypes of several sizes. The largest is the diameter of a dime.
Just snaps together really easy.
Yep.
It's made of U-shaped metal clips covered by flexible plastic. Flanges on the inside create what Thomas says is an air and watertight seal. It's the kind of zipper that Dave Cadogan is interested in. He's the director of engineering and product development at ILC Dover, the company that put the zippers in the original Apollo spacesuits.
If she can hit a lot of the targets that she's saying with producing zippers with different materials and having them still be flexible, that there's a lot of room in the industry for that sort of advancement.
ILC Dover also makes flood barriers, long plastic sheets that need a watertight seal.
This is one application point that would make sense for a pressure sealing zipper.
While ILC Dover is a potential customer, Tasia Thomas hasn't always gotten a positive response from people in the industry.
I have a very soft-spoken voice.
Her gender and her youth have worked against her.
I've had manufacturers that weren't very nice.
But the 22-year-old inventor is not giving up.
I mean, I just see it as another hurdle, whatever.
Thomas has self-funded her fledgling enterprise, resisting the temptation to take on investors too early. But she's confident her new design will challenge the industry.
My zipper is much stronger than any zipper currently made.
She's talked with the Department of Defense about possible military applications. She sees it as a more secure way to fasten luggage, and she's looking into how it might suit the fashion industry.
I want this zipper to replace all current zippers because it's better and it's the same cost.
After 100 years, Thomas thinks we might be ready for a new way to... I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. To learn more about this and other Explore Radio topics, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.